You've got to look past Hitler. You've got to look past all those who disagree with you. You've got to look past all of the worst possible world conditions. Why? Because God didn't make 50,000 boys to go out and fight 50,000 boys somewhere else and watch them be killed. You've got to see this cannot be happening. It appears to be. All corporeal sense appears to be, and all corporeal sense says God is absent. Where there's a war, in your consciousness, you're saying God isn't there. And even if you pray for peace, you're saying God isn't there because I have to ask God to do something about that war. Now, if you leave this room and still believe that there are evils in this world and that there's a material world and there are material people, you don't believe in the allness of God, and you're going to declare the absence of God. And you'll miss the betrayal of Judas and his message. Instead, if you receive the understanding, you will look right through every individual to Christ. And you will see the non-power of that form before you, the non-power of the human mind, the non-power of the human condition. You will identify everything correctly. There, invisibly, is the Spirit of God. Don't call that a war. God's not standing by watching these people kill themselves. God's not watching when Ireland and England are at war. God's not watching when the nations of the world threaten each other with atoms. This is all the Judas consciousness declaring that God is absent. And the Christ consciousness declares that no, only God is present. All this is the dream of the corporeal sense of life. And now Judas leaves the room, because Judas is exposed as the world mind wearing the disguise called Judas in this case. And now that Judas is out of the room, Christ can now teach the higher truth. Not with Judas present, you see. Judas leaving the room is symbolic also of the corporeal sense now being understood by the disciples, so that Judas leaves the consciousness of each individual. They remove the last barricade to Christ's truth. They have been purified. They have been opened. They are ready now to be lifted up to the mystical body. Judas was the last barrier. Only when corporeal sense is gone are you ready to inhabit the mystical body of reality, the immortal body. Only in that body do you attain eternal life. We'll have clarifications, and I hope some precise advice on what to do about this in our second half. We'll have a rest for about 8 minutes. Thank you. In John 6:70, Jesus answered to the disciples, "Have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" So you see, way back there, he makes the statement that I have chosen all of you 12, and one of you is a devil. So this, of course, is knowingly. And then, ahead of us, in 1911, to Pilate, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greatest sin." Again, the indication that Judas was there for a reason. Now, this presence of Judas, which we have labeled corporeality, is probably so strong on earth that the presence of Christ to most people is a complete, almost a total invisibility. Their consciousness has no awareness of Christ. They are not under the influence of Christ knowingly. They are not submitting to the will or jurisdiction of Christ. They are walking the earth in a sense of self that is not their self. But in your spiritual progression, there are three major levels. One is the birth of the Christ mind, which looks everywhere and refuses to acknowledge any but the presence of the Spirit of God. The Christ mind acknowledges me in all thy ways. And once the Christ mind is developed so that you are acknowledging only Christ, not bill collectors, not Judases, not traders, not customers, not clients, not friends, not relatives, but Christ. This is the Christ mind. And if you're not acknowledging Christ, you're not developing your conscious awareness of the Christ mind. And when you have, to some extent, developed the capacity to look through all appearances to Christ, then you find you become aware of the Christ body, which is the mystical body. And it is this Christ body which enables you to make your ascension out of the corporeal sense, which is that which dies. And all of this is preparation for what may be called, in a sort of a roundabout way of saying it, the consummation of the age. In the Christ body, you ascend so that at the consummation of the age, you are not in a corporeal body that dies. One, Christ mind. Two, Christ body. Three, ascension before the consummation of the age. This is the purpose of the Christ dispensation. It has nothing to do with increasing your income or making your heartbeat just right. Now, those who are dedicated to the Christ message then are able to restrain themselves from those mental judgments which appear before them as people, things, conditions, world situations, and can instead sow to the Christ, knowing that because Christ is where the world seems to be, that there is no power in the world, in all its professions of lacks and limitations, be still and know it is I, the invisible Father, be not afraid. And if someone threatens your life, be still and know it is I. Be not afraid. If someone threatens to dispossess you, be still and know it is I. Be not afraid. There's another place ready for you. No one will remove that which is yourself. And as you practice the presence of Christ where you are, where the world appears, when you leave no stone, no cranny, no inch of this world, of the sky and the ocean untouched in your consciousness, when for you it is all the invisible Spirit of God, without opposite, you have accepted that you are present here now in the kingdom of God, and you will find that grace can flow. Poor Judas, he's been maligned all through history as a traitor. He wasn't at all. Let's go back to line 19, which we said we would do. Who is Christ? Jesus, appearing there as Christ. Who is Judas? Listen to 9:19 now. Now I tell you before it come, that when it come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. I am he. Even the Christ says, I am he. I am Judas. I am the bill collector. I am all those you have hated and feared and discredited and in some way suspected. Always it is I everywhere. And there was a further clue that Judas was not to be maligned. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. What does that mean, that the scripture might be fulfilled? You'll find that way back in Zechariah, this very scene was enacted, but first through spirit. The whole Judas experience, through spirit. And then the appearance in the visible of Judas is just an effect of that which in spirit happens. So that what we see as Judas is just an image playing a role. Just the disciples were images playing roles. Just as Jesus was an image playing a role. And when you're willing to go that far, just as we are images playing a role, how could Zechariah give us the whole story about 30 pieces of silver, which would buy a piece of land in Potter's Field, for that tendency in man which does not know its own true immortality? Judas is merely the expression of man's unawareness of the Christ. When it says that scripture may be fulfilled, it's telling you what has already happened in spirit, and then comes to appear to our mortal sense in the visible. The visible is but a later effect in time of that which is already complete in the spirit. The actors on stage are the corporeal people, and they are controlled by the world mind, though they know it not. And as such, we all lift up the heel against Christ. We continue to do it day in and day out. You see, the whole Judas episode is an enactment of the crucifixion of Christ by every corporeal being on the earth. In our corporeal sense, we crucify the Christ of our own self every day. Your Christ mind through faith and love is awakened. Your Christ mind perceives and reveals your Christ body. Your Christ body is present now and moves invisibly where all the disasters of the world seem to be. And your conscious awareness of that body lived in becomes the expulsion of Judas. Judas is cast out. Right there, you see, Jesus was even breaking the karma for Judas. Until you are aware of this, you exist humanly in a constant state of betrayal of Christ without wanting to. The prince of the world is now cast out, exposed, as the world mind appearing as Judas, the world mind appearing as person, the world mind appearing as condition, the world mind appearing as matter, where only the Spirit of God is. Now no man at the table knew, nor what intent he spake this unto him. They only knew that he said to Judas, "Go quickly." And he did. He lit right out of there, determined to go about his business, not the Father's business. Even though we may think in corporeal sense that we love God, we cannot. We have no corporeal capacity to love God. All we really love is ourselves. In corporeal sense, we must continue in self-love and in love of the world. Even while we say, "Yea, Father," and praise the Lord, it is meaningless. Corporeal sense is a body separated from the soul. False body. The end of Judas is a dramatization of the end of each human being. When Judas realizes that Jesus is to be crucified, he repents, it is said. He realizes that Jesus isn't going to defend himself against the attackers, against the accusers at all. He hasn't the slightest desire to. He's not the slightest bit concerned. He's not there. And all of Judas' trickery gets nowhere. There still won't be a kingdom on earth for him to be treasurer. He's so dismayed, he confesses and he's hanged. And the 30 pieces of silver gets him that land in Potter's Field. This is the statement of the human race. As Joel puts it, all that you do when you leave here is leave your possessions in the probate court. What's left? Not even the 30 pieces of silver. And here the Master says, "Well, get rid of corporeality now. Get rid of Judas. And let's get on with our serious teaching." And now Judas is gone. There's 11 disciples. Some of them thought, because Judas had the bag that Jesus had said unto him, "Buy these things that we need of against the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. They couldn't begin to suspect what treachery might mean. The words had no meaning for them. "Someone here will betray me." The word "betray" means will not accept the Christ within. If we're not accepting the Christ within, we are betraying the Christ. In their little thoughts, the Master had probably just sent Judas on some kind of an errand. He then, having received the sup, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he was gone, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. Until corporeality is cast out, the Son of Man in you cannot glorify the Father. Doesn't leave you much choice if your purpose is to glorify the Father. Now let's go back to practicing the omnipresence of Christ. For those of you who have never considered yourself to be infinite, or have wondered what it might be like to be infinite, we are all one mystical body, the body of Christ. That body has no conditions in it. It is unconditioned and it is infinite. The unconditioned infinity of the Christ body is the truth of our being. Just as Judas could not exist because Christ was there, so can the world not exist because the Christ is here. Where the world appears, Christ is. Judas as an individual is a symbol of the entire world that does not exist. All corporeality is symbolized in Judas, not just corporeality of form, all material corporeality, all physicality, all materiality. The world is our Judas. Where it appears to be is God. Where it appears to be is the invisible mystical body of spirit. And that body must be accepted as your own. That means that wherever God is, you are. Wherever Christ is, you are. Wherever Spirit is, you are. Wherever the love of God is, you are. Wherever the harmony of God is, you are. Wherever the peace and abundance of God are, you are. There's no place where God is not. No place where you are not. The child is always with the Father. And therefore, if we can look through Judas of ourself, we can look through Judas of our neighbor. And then look through Judas of neighboring nations. We can begin to look through the Judas of all materiality. To the least of these, my brethren, you do it unto me. Whosoever hath not the Son hath not the Father. And you must have the omnipresent Son, not just Christ where you stand. Whosoever hath not the Son everywhere hath not the Father. And so the practicing of Christ consciousness is now possible when you know that all corporeality is the dream. And because the dream only exists in a dream mind, you know that that which outwardly appears as the corporeal world exists only in the dream mind. It is the betrayer. It is the world mind wearing a disguise called the world. Just as the world mind wears a disguise called Judas, but Christ Jesus does not accept it. Does not prevent it from trying all its destruction. And you must learn that the world cannot destroy you. You must step out of the constant betrayal of your own being. And this is done as you are willing to live in the kingdom that is. The kingdom of is always here. The kingdom of is the living spirit of your own being. You can rest comfortably in the knowledge that the Spirit of God everywhere is being itself, and the only activity present, regardless of what the Judas mind says, is the invisible Christ activity. It is all that is here. It is the activity of your being. Up and down every street of the universe is invisible Christ activity, and nothing moves it away. It doesn't matter what appears. As you are willing to live in that consciousness, you are practicing the omnipresence of God, the omnipresence of Spirit, the omnipresence of your being. And while you're practicing it, you'll find you have the flow of grace. The minute you're in the omnipresence of being, you're in the kingdom. And grace is the normal, natural law of the kingdom. If you're in a state of belief in abundance in the kingdom but lack in your life, then you're in a state of division. You're not in a state of truth. If you're in a state, in a belief that perfection is in the kingdom, but perfection isn't in your life, you're in a divided consciousness. You're not in the kingdom. You're not accepting that all that is present is spirit, and therefore, what you are experiencing is not real. It's only when you're willing to make that step out of what you have thought was real into the knowledge that the kingdom is present, and that which you had thought was real cannot be, because such a condition does not exist in the kingdom. When you can control that mind, which would waver and sway, and hold still in the knowledge that I am living in the kingdom that is, not the kingdom that is not, you will find that you can remain there. And even while you go about your visible chores, you'll find that that invisible kingdom will serve and express itself where you are, even in the visible kingdom that is not. There is no Judas in the kingdom of God, and that's where Christ lives. There is no lack, no limitation in the kingdom of God, and that's where you live. And if you're not living there, you're going to continue in the lacks and the limitations. Now, as we practice living in the kingdom of Is, we're living in our awareness that I am that Christ, which is the mystical body called the Garden of Eden. I am the Christ mind and the Christ body, and I will be aware that I am. And every declaration that comes to mind, which declares my imperfection, is declaring the absence of God, the false identity of my being. And I'm alerted to it. Judas is exposed. Judas can't continue to operate clandestinely. Judas is the sense that I am not the Christ. That my neighbor is not the Christ. And all of this is purified now if you're willing to look past all appearances. Then you are going to witness unconditioned infinity, which always expresses as perfect grace. Unconditioned infinity is Joel's phrase, which means and explains what grace is. When Judas is gone, unconditioned infinity flows without obstruction. When you look at the chapter Unconditioned Infinity again, you're ready to look at it without the eyes of Judas, but with a single eye of Christ. Unless unconditioned infinity is your experience, you will know that you are living in the absence instead of the presence of God. One individual who learned about the all-presence and how to stay in the awareness that only God is present discovered that pain left his body within less than 2 hours after having had that pain for many, many years. Nobody even treated him. He simply practiced what he was told, which was, God is present everywhere, and there's no opposite. There, there, there. If there are 500 who are fighting in Belfast, that doesn't mean God isn't present. It means the 500 aren't present. If there are problems in your life, it doesn't mean God isn't present. It means the problems aren't present. This must come down to where you're not honoring the problem, but honoring the presence. Only the presence. And this individual went about doing that. He never really done it in his life. And I guess being new at it, he really worked hard at it. He wasn't jaded. He had no preconceived ideas. He just went out and did it. And rather severe pains went away quickly. Later they came back again, and he did the same thing, and they went away again. And I guess he's going to do that for a while, until he learns how to stay there. Now, we'll leave here, I hope, knowing the presence of God is where the freeway appears. The presence of God is in your home now. The presence of God is in every home that there is, whether it's in a ghetto or in a Knob Hill. Always the presence of God remains your active consciousness. And you'll discover you have purified. You have prepared the way for the great redemption of corporeality and the experience of the body that is eternal. But you must practice the omnipresence and not fall into the traps that we're so prone to when we're not practicing the presence. You might even watch other people and notice how easily they practice the absence of God. It's just second nature. They want to show you their operation. They want to tell you what's wrong with themselves. And of course, that's practicing the absence of God. Now please, reverse all these negatives. Spend time with it. We want to know that you're practicing the presence of God. We want to know that you are the living presence accepted. We want to know that so that when Judas is gone, we can open the book of life together. And experience infinity without conditions. Comb that chapter, please. Comb it carefully. And this week, see how many times you fall into the false belief that God is absent and make the correction. Every little detail of your life that seems wrong, please see that you are only declaring God is absent. Make the correction. No, God is present, and the detail you thought was wrong cannot be present where God is. Just know it and be still and let the peace come to you. You'll see how this hypnotism is really dissolved by practicing omnipresence without ceasing. There should be joy all around you because all that's present is God. And if you're not feeling that joy, you're not practicing omnipresence. There should be harmony all around you because all that's present is God. Only love, only truth, only beauty, no matter what you see. because all its presence is gone. We're dispelling the cloud of the mortal mind, the mist of human thought. And it must be practiced and practiced, as Paul put it, without ceasing, because then you will break the karma of the world. Only unconditioned reality, unconditioned infinity, is present. And nothing stops it from being what it is. Only eternal life is present. Only eternal joy is present. Only eternal peace is present. When you know that God is not absent, you will feel and experience a measure of that infinity in continuing abundance. So that's the end of Judas, I hope, for all of us. He played a good role, and now we can move on to higher things. The chapter for next week is the same one as for this week. We really haven't touched it yet. Unconditioned infinity in realization of oneness. Not Jesus and Judas, but oneness. Christ alone, where everyone stands. Thanks again.